Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got one on the phone and one in here in studio with me. I've got Allie Farnham with Helper Saturday Vibes. We've got another event coming up this Saturday. We're going to talk all about the rundown of what's happening as far as theme and bands and that signature cocktail. And then we've got one of the sponsors on the line with us today, and that is Mr. Keith Bateman, and he owns the Miners Cottages in Helper, and we'll talk with him for just a moment as well. Allie and Keith, thank you for taking the time out of your day today and coming in and talking to us.
Thanks so much for having us. I really enjoy coming in for these interviews.
Well, it's just a great way to talk about Helper Saturday Vibes, and you guys have done a great, great job. You know, you had a one that was a pretty big success over Memorial Day weekend, and Shuffle came to town. So Shuffle, how could it go wrong, right?
Yeah, exactly. Shuffle is great. There was some incredible dancers on the lawn for Shuffle all night long.
And you had a really cool everything animal theme. So let's dive into this weekend. And does this weekend have a theme?
Yes, this weekend's theme is Pride. Okay. So this is in collaboration with the internationally celebrated Pride event. And it takes place during the entire month of June. And so we figured it would be a great tie-in to bring some Pride to Helper.
All right. So let's give the rundown. You know, what kind of bands are we looking at this weekend? What's that signature cocktail this weekend? What are some fun, exciting, special things that you've got planned for this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a lot planned for this weekend. Starting out with the bands, we really went big with these bands. Very, very diverse bands going along with the theme of Pride. Our first band comes out of Thompson Springs. They're called the Queens of King Street. Very fun, harmonious, kind of more acoustic jams to start it off. And then we have the Lane Changers, who are coming from Salt Lake, and they are a big, big band, 10-piece band, horns, keys, vocals. They are really going to bring the energy.
I'm not taking anything away from the Queens of King Street, but I didn't even know that people still lived in Thompson Springs. And I love Thompson Springs.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
I love Thompson Springs, Sago Canyon, all that area. So that's great. And they'll take the stage. What time are we going to look at them taking
the stage? So the Queens of King Street will be from 5 to 7. And then the Lane Changers will be from 8 to 10 p.m.
Okay. And then you guys go from 5 to 10:30 now, correct?
Yep.
So you've got a whole night of great things planned. Have you got any fun events or things like that planned?
Yeah. So part of the intention with this theme is really just to make everybody in our community feel included, feel safe, and feel welcome. And our featured fundraiser for this event is Ruckus, which is a local mutual aid organization run by Tommy Lasley. It stands for the Rural Youth Queer Inclusion Services. So they'll be stationed right in front of the old Zions Bank, the new City Hall building, and they are going to have drag bingo.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, which is a fundraiser for their organization.
All right, so we've got all of that going on, and we got it before we bring Keith in to talk to him. What's our featured cocktail this weekend?
So we are having a Pride Pina Colada.
Okay.
It looks like we're going to be well into the 90s this weekend, so we really want to encourage everyone to stay hydrated, plan for a safe ride home, bring a water bottle. We have refill stations, and that Pride Pina Colada is just $6, and then we always have our top shelf margarita, the most refreshing drink on a hot day, for just $8.
I would agree with that. Okay. Allie, we're going to bring you back in just a little bit to kind of wrap everything up, but now I want to turn the time over and talk to Keith. Keith Bateman, owner of the Miners Cottages in Helper. Keith, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's talk about for just a moment kind of, you know, what kind of made you decide and look at these buildings, because everybody looked at those houses there on Main Street and Helper, and if you don't know where they are at and where we're talking about, it's kind of right there before the turn to go under the overpass, and there's those houses right there, and you have bought them and kind of brought them back to life. What kind of was the inspiration there behind that?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it short. In May of 2019, my wife on a Thursday night said, let's do a weekend trip. Where should we go? Let's go to Nine Mile Canyon. We had never been there. We live in Murray up in the Salt Lake area. And so I started looking for a hotel in Price and got on Airbnb, ended up at the Lincoln Hotel, and we were blown away, first off, with the Lincoln Hotel, how cool it was and how beautiful it was. And then we went for a little walk. Turned out it was a First Friday event, and we just had a blast going into the art galleries and meeting the amazing people of Helper, having some wine and cheese with them. Ended up in the at the Regis Club playing pool and drinking beer with some of the locals. And the next morning as we were driving out of town, we're going, man, that was just a totally unexpected, incredible evening. And we drove past these three white old houses on North Main Street in Helper. And jokingly, I said to my wife, I said, let's buy one. And she said, let's buy them all. So we bought all three of them. And for the last 3 years, have been working on renovating them. And we've just fallen in love with Helper and Carbon County and love it down there. And one of them we were going to rent, but we decided we just keep that as our personal place. And we come down quite a bit. And our kids and our friends all love it there and have become converts to historic Helper.
And it sounds like that, you know, it almost sounds kind of like Helper has won you over there, Keith. You know, with the exception of the bad luck you had at the pool table, apparently. But, you know, is that something that was one of the biggest takeaways, is how welcoming the people of Helper really are?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the people of Helper, and that goes from, you know, the multi-generational families that have been there for a long time to a lot of the new people. One of the things that has amazed me the most about Helper is that there, you know, I'm an old man of 69. I just retired this year, but I love being around the younger generations, and there's just such a cool and interesting young community, you know, people like Allie and others that we've gotten to know over the last 3 years. And it's just like Allie was talking earlier about having the Pride theme, it's a very, very inclusive community, and we love that about Helper.
All right. So once again, they are the Miners Cottages in Helper. You can find them on Airbnb if you're interested in renting them or anything like that. And it sounds like there's two of them that are up for rent, and then you guys just keep the one for yourselves, right?
Yeah, one of them we rent long term. It's the one on the north side. It's a two bedroom, two bath. That's a long term rental. And then the duplex in the middle we rent on Airbnb, and those we call them the Miners Cottages. One is winter quarters, and the other one is Castlegate. You know, based on theme and honoring the history and the miners of the area.
All right, Keith, thank you so much for taking the time out and talking to us today about it. And maybe one of these days our paths will cross, and I'll meet you at a Vibes event or a Helper First Fridays. How's that?
Yeah, I'd love to meet you. We'll be there this weekend. So
all right.
We'll see you then.
We'll see if I can make it down there. Keith, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keith.
All
right, now let's talk, Allie, just get back to you, and we're going to just have you kind of wrap everything up about the weekend.
Yeah, so we've got our Pride theme event. This and all of our events are family friendly. So please bring the kids out, bring your family. The bounce houses will be there. We're going to have these two incredible bands. The closing band, the Lane Changers, is not to be missed. Biggest band of the year, 10-piece band, horns, keys, vocals. The Pride Pina Colada drink for just $6. Also, we are having Iceberg Shake Truck. They are only coming one time this summer. So they are going to have amazing shakes and burgers in the food court, food truck area, drag bingo from Ruckus, and just all of the same fun things. And remember to stay hydrated and get that safe ride home. It's going to be a hot one.
That's all you got to worry about, okay? So come on down once again. Helper Saturday Vibes starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 10:30 this Saturday. Up there at the park and on Main Street in Helper. Allie, once again, as always, thanks for coming in and chatting with us today. Like, appreciate you for taking out the time.
Absolutely. Thanks. We'll see you Saturday.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.